Have you ever heard of that hat mill? Each place
sticks. When it would come over the house, what would people do when it would come to them?
Well, they'd catch it, I think, but the one that threw it, he'd either run around, try to get back where I was, or this way or that way. And if he told to go this way, but he went that way, and you saw him, you hit him with the ball, and he was out.
Let's say instead of hitting it with it, he in his hands, what would you say he did with his hands when it came to him?
Well, he'd catch it.
Mm-hmm. Say you've been fishing for trout. You'd say, I have been fishing for trout, but I haven't
caught any. I got in there. Bike.
Say you're talking to a friend and you say, let's meet in town. If I get there first, I'll
wait for you at, say, the hotel.
Now say, if you're about to punish a child, he might say to you, please, give me another
chance. Don't quit me, I won't do it again. Sometimes I won, sometimes I lost.
Say somebody's got a smile on his face and a pleasant word for everybody. Just say, he seems to be in a good...
He's always nice. You know, children don't forget real quick. I'll give away a many dollars. I never asked a daughter to give me a nickel out of my life. But people, you know, say special questions. Give a quarter, a nickel, a dime, you know. One fellow in particular. And I found out later. I told my daddy says, what you been doing there? I said, hang around depot as my train's coming in. One of some kids ever got killed at it. And they have a Saturday. That's a big day now, that kid. With the back of the depot, some of them catching and going. This old fella had never married. But he always, I stepped in on some trucks and did my little express. And he'd come to him, clean the dress. I passed it. Hey, Robert, how are you getting on? Fine, Mr. Will. We play off. He could always tell when I was going to cross the railroad going back up to the church store. Come there, Robert. Said, yes, sir, Robert. Well, Robert, you're tired? Yes, sir. Don't quit. I said, yes, sir. Got to go home now. It's getting paid. I'll see what comes. Well, you know, Robert, just going to give you a nickel. And, somebody told my daddy, says, I see Robert, Mr. Will, big buddies. He was. He was nice to me. And one day he told me, says, you ever asked Mr. Will Mustin for any money? I said, Papa, I've never asked nobody to give me no money. You know what you always told us, kid? Well, some kids are always going on with that. And I said, yes, sir, give me a nickel today. He said he did. He said, Roner, you heard what that youngin' said, didn't he? She said, yeah, I heard him, what he said. I said, oh, no. I said, oh, he's been scared. He's been giving me a nickel. And I tell my mom, Solid Lewis. But one day, Mr. Will told me, cut it on head, said, you know, Roner, I like you. I said, listen, I like you. I've always liked you. He said, you know one thing, you could have been my boy? Well, he and the mother were sweethearts, you see? And so, I've heard my daddy say, his mother wouldn't have nothing to do with it. He told me, I said, when he come back home, a young doctor said, she chased me down. And just joking. But Mr. Mustin and my mother were sweethearts. And I forgot.